I am joined by my associate in banter, Matt Bellany. Hello, Matt.
Hi there.
So, as you well know, Wakanda Forever, as we speak, we don't know the number for that movie opening over the weekend, but we know big. Big is a good rough gauge. But Disney, you know, its stock went down after this past Tuesday. Bob Chapek, the head of Disney, reported earnings, and Disney missed estimates. They had added so many people to the streaming service, although it's always a complicated picture. They added 12 million. They're at 164 between ESPN and Disney Plus and Hulu. However, you know, the street, having pushed for streaming, as we've discussed, is now like not so keen on streaming. Certainly Disney lost a big number, over $1 billion in the quarter on this. Streaming is really expensive, and I don't think anybody's figured out how to make it work as a going concern where you don't lose money. Chapek said this is the big loss, and after that, it's not going to be the same, and we're going to be profitable fairly soon. But I'm not sure how attainable that is.
Well, and you're not alone. The market is certainly not sure how attainable that is because the stock dropped 10% on this earnings. And Chapek has set a very aggressive goal. He said that Disney Plus will be profitable by the end of 2024. That's not that far away. I mean, it's 2 years from now, and they've got a big deficit there to contend with because they've sunk more than $8 billion into this streaming service now, and they've not gotten the return on that. And the revenue per user of these subscribers is extremely low compared to the competitors that they're in this business with. You know, there's many reasons for that. I mean, they have all these subscribers in India that don't pay very much. Bob Iger priced the service very low in order to get market share very quickly because that's what the stock market was valuing at the time. There's been a complete about face on that. Now they are looking at profitability. And Disney is sort of stuck here with tons of subs, but people not paying very much. That's going to change in the U.S. very soon because they are raising the price of Disney Plus. It's going from $8 to $11 if you don't want advertising with it. And they think that the people who stay at that $8 price and want to take the ads are going to give them another revenue stream, which can hopefully help this service get to profitability. But it is a tightrope they are walking in. And at least for right now, the market does not seem to believe that Chapek is going to get to that other side by 2024.
Yeah, it is indeed a tightrope that any legacy media company with a streaming service is walking. The old businesses that threw off money are fading, like broadcast networks and in many cases theatrical windows. And meanwhile, this streaming thing is not really paying. And it's really, really expensive to keep coming up with those original programs to keep people from churning out. This is a problem that, as you know, also afflicts Warner Brothers Discovery. They also reported earnings. Their stock has been so low. That company is just strapped with debt and a very difficult time when, you know, again, this transformation is happening. The old stuff is fading and the new stuff ain't paying, but it's actually leading to losses. So I have to say I was struck when David Zaslav, the head of Warner Brothers Discovery, said, you know, he talked about we're gonna want to do another Harry Potter movie. He's putting a lot of emphasis on wanting to do theatrical and get the benefit of all the windows that you make money off of when you release a movie theatrically. But he mentioned a Harry Potter movie. I'd love to do one if J.K. Rowling is interested. That stopped me. I thought, wow, you know, he gave some numbers about how long it's been since there's been a Harry Potter movie, which weren't really correct. And, you know, he sort of erased the Fantastic Beasts movies, which I think did not do anything to help the Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the performance of the Fantastic Beasts movies, I think a lot of people would like to forget them because they are diminishing returns. And this last one was not very good. But, you know, J.K. Rowling has been involved in these movies. So it's kind of weird to kind of gloss over them. You know, this is a very tough situation on Harry Potter because, yes, if Zaslav could snap his fingers and get a new Harry Potter movie, of course they would do it. It's a huge franchise. But J.K. Rowling is still alive and has huge say and control over what happens to these characters. And if she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't want to do it.
Controversial. She's very controversial.
She is controversial now.
Talk about her views of, you know, whether trans people are really trans, you know, that she cannot get off that hobby horse. So right away, there's baggage in addition to whatever was diminished by the Fantastic Beasts stuff. You know, I feel like, yes, eventually you would want to reboot Harry Potter, but maybe it's just a little too soon. soon. And maybe it feels to me like the kind of idea that someone who is not necessarily of Hollywood, you know, he's Zaslav is from Discovery, but not of this part of the business, thinks sounds great, but maybe a little more complicated than he imagines.
Absolutely. And I think he's just looking at the balance sheet and saying, oh, our DC movies do X, our Harry Potter movies do X, and everything else does a lot less than X. So let's do more of X.
Yes, let's do more of X, but it's not so simple. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, founding partner of Puck News.